Hey, welcome to Real Liberty Media. Again, this is take two. I forgot to push the record button. So today at reallibertymedia.com, RLMradio.xyz, I'm Vince, your host, and notifications coming in. And somebody's laughing. Hey, Circle, I hear you. I see you right there. Hello, my dear. And back over here. So mark my words. And we can mark them twice in this case. So you talk too much, but is it really the end of the world as we know it? Yeah, that I opened up, which if you were listening earlier, won't be on the record here at the R-Log. That was from Joe Jones in 1960, but obviously verbose. I am long-winded, am I not? Thanks, Scrimner. But I got an appetite of risk, or maybe a lack of it, or for it. Well, more fear, more risk. Fear isn't the answer. If we're afraid, we're giving up our freedom. Our freedom. Yeah. My poem, this flower of mine, this song of mine. I talked about the fish and how it's spelled G-H-O-T-I. That's a F as in rough, I as in woman, and S-H as in nation. Even my name, easily, even in three syllables or two. And sometimes almost a one. It's a clash of spelling. And thanks, I believe that was Selimo that gave me mortification. As a duck, quack, quack, kiss my quack. I'm Vincent Easley. And I'm a duke, or rather a duck. But listen, Shakespeare, he had variations in dialectal variations. Variations in spelling. The same word spelled differently, even by the same person. And to my friend Dan Tennis in Tennessee. Yeah, I got to spend some time in my ancestral homeland back there. Slept at the with some of my dead relatives, ancestors. Cleaning cemeteries up there, a couple of them. Well, I didn't do it nothing except for it needed to be done. The lady at the one Vincent Easley Cemetery, the very first Vincent Easley, she wrote in a book, actually, that she'd wondered why nobody ever came to attend that cemetery. So I came and pitched a tent and slept there and spent time and had help show up. All that perfect timing, how it comes together. I love it. Well, the devil, he can't write no love songs, no matter how hard he tries. Hey, thanks, Ranchero 42. Liking to listen live right now. And retweet. Yeah, so why can't the devil write any long love songs? Because he never had his heart broken. He never cried. It's in a song. But put your hands up. Stop. Stop for a minute. Desist, brother. This won't help us. And those that choose light over darkness, that's where we need. We all got a dream, don't we? A note. So sad and simple. But you can never go home. No story can survive without protagonist and antagonist. And I'll have to duck, duck, go look this word, contagonist, because I think that ought to be a word. You got to watch your step when you know the chips are down. It said, yippee-ki-yo, what cow patty. But cast no stones. That's what's wrong with me. And it's what's right. Sometimes the door closes by itself. Oh, come in, or leave. Sometimes I might take it over the line. I do. But what gives you the right to tell me my business? It's never been a simple thing. All the things that I wouldn't be, it's all right with me. I was on my own, somewhere in the middle. It's not too popular to tell the truth these days. Did we get here telling the truth? The one on the left is on the right. That's what the brothers, the Smothers, tell us. Let me take a pause and look over here for a sec. Holy hell, Vinny, turn off those notification sounds. I don't know where to turn them off at. It's buttons. Buttons, I tell you. They'll be the death of me yet. Okay, here we are. Back over here to Facebook is banning this photo of an actual event that occurred on American soil. And I just wonder who I am going to offend on Twitter by reminding everyone of our history. That's from an old man with a pen, Scott Hendrick, 49, posted April the 27th. And it's here in the R-Log. The media is not a reflection of reality. All mainstream media creates its own stories. They put twists or leave things out and use language as a key tool to draw public interest for ratings. Ratings and advertising, dollar signs, is all TV-type companies care about, not people. You know, from the equal rights advocacy and activism, if you think your media sources are unbiased, it's time for you to come into reality of truth. Where they're not actually, where they are not actually, whoa, what? See the photo. Anyways, here we go, a consolidation, GE, News Corp, Disney, Viacom, the Time Warner, and CBS. Hello, that's my friend, Julieta, in the posting in immigration. So, the media is not a reflection of reality. All mainstream media creates their own stories if it twists or leave things out and use language as a key tool to draw public interest for ratings. We read that. And there's a picture. Caution, the media is not a reflection of reality. It's media. Yes, you read it correctly. Many people believe what they see on TV as real. Yes, it is absurd, but that's what programming at subtle levels can do. The chaos seen on TV is the chaos of the world. These people are asleep and have no clue that they are asleep. Thank you. Equal advocacy and activism at CAGSIL Twitter. Now, I played this in the pre-authentication, and I won't be able to put it into the record here, but we have from an audio book called The Dark Web. Talks about people and artificial intelligence and corporations, and I'll encourage you to come to collect this in the R-Log, at the blog, Radio Log. And also, I found a very interesting bit in this is a trooper, it's a Minnesota State Police trooper, and he runs this guy's name that he pulled over and arrested through the Secretary of State. With these, and the question was put to him, was the ticket waivable versus a non-extractable ticket, meaning they did a lien run on him. So Hal knows a lot more about this. I tried to find myself in the state of Arkansas here, and I couldn't find the site to be able to find myself where they say people are listed there with, I guess, with the driver's license registry or ID or however that works, but be a question I'm putting over to Hal. And I end this part with what Carol Bundy says. The beautiful thing about truth is it is so easy to tell. And you know what? It is so hard to get truth in the justice system. I went to ask for justice, and they said, no, just us. And that's what we received. Stop me from dinging, says Flash. Well, what are you going to do? I've lined up some stuff here. But in continuation of, maybe I'll make a transition here. I'm going to go to the Twitter and I'm going to talk about a few things here. Devin Nunes is Cal's BFF on Twitter. That's Jackie Folsom 191, April 29. Lovely, just lovely that Cliven Bundy is trending. So special that Devin Nunes loves to hang out with the Bundys too. Here he is with Ammon. What's funny is, this so-called expert, I guess, it's not Ammon, it's Trent Luce. Luce from the hip. Isn't that true? Trent, let's go make sure. Who is this guy? Looky here, Devin Nunes. That's not Ammon, Sarah Scott says, unless anything has changed. And also, By the way, Emma denounces militias. Yes, and she gives him credit for that. Not a militia, yeah, it's Trent Luce. We'll get into some more later. Okay, I'm gonna go to the next one. So this is to just tie in some of these moxie-loxie. I don't understand all of this. Ask me if I got anyone in Utah interested in serving the rentals up to the bounty to $750. And somebody else got involved in there. Chromed Daffodils asked if they had their address, and Moxie Loxie said sent you a direct message with me included, but obviously not to me, but to Chromed Daffodils. So I don't know what they're doing. Manhunt, maybe. I don't even know. But this has to do with Schaefer Cox from Moxie Loxie. So it may be a spoof here. I'm not sure what they're doing. But anyways, people like to yak yatter. So we did, Hal did respond to Ranchero 42 and Minnesota Miners and Phil Man Jason. That is saying, if through the Constitutional Commission officer process, yes. There's some answered questions here. Now, Hal covered this in last week's Behind the Woodshed, BTWRLM316. Do your search. Put a hashtag on it, too, if you want, and you should come right up with this broadcast. I have a line of brings some of this articulation from Hal from Behind the Woodshed. Together, I retweeted a few. I guess I need to undo that. Let's see. I'm on Hal's page. No, never mind. Okay. Well, anyways, come over and check out Hal's Twitter sphere and mine. Here's mine. Now, Clavin Bundy was invited to speak on this seed for the seed company. This comes from Newsleader. Let me open it up. Baker Creek Heirloom Seeds. Clive and Bundy to visit Baker Creek Heirloom Seeds. It's been canceled. Now, back up. Before that one, they said... before that, yeah, so McFarland said the company had heard positive comments about Bundy's visit, and this is not the company's first time at the rodeo in terms of receiving political objections. But then they came along and said, no, no, no. But the fact and truth will show that they invited my father, says Ammon Bundy, for his knowledge and experience in desert climate using very little water. And he wanted to share that knowledge, and for political reasons, they uninvited him. Now, I got quite a bit of commentary along the lines there, and it separates off into other threads. That's not it. I'd have to go to tweets and replies, or notifications, actually, which I think I will just do that real quick. Hey, it was 4:20 somewhere just a minute ago. And so, yeah, thanks to Sherry Wilson for engaging in the conversation, considering perspective and connecting voices. CTR News feed. I really appreciate her. She takes the time at least to have a conversation. She's left, far left than I. But, hey, that's okay. At least we were talking. But anyway, she's talking about Trump. I got to go down. Oh, we got a conversation with Mike Stickler, authorized biographer for Clyde and Bundy and the sheriff, Sky Reeve. Well, Moxie Loxie, there she is. Oh, here we go. Mystique Warrior says to prove it. I did that with the last broadcast. Yeah, my opinion. All right, so let's move on. Past, I got some writing stuff, and let me go down here. Where are we at? Where are we at? Well, it's, is it over? Well, it ain't over. I think I'm going to have to add that somewhere in the title. Nevada officials work to fight sovereign citizens movement. This is from the Las Vegas Review Journal, and we'll call this a audio article, hashtag that. From Carson City, the loosely affiliated anti-government extremists, known commonly as sovereign citizens. Yeah, not by people that you're trying to throw in that group. I don't know that very many would call themselves that. Hello, Randy, by the way, my friend. We were talking earlier today. So they call this the largest terroristic threat facing Nevada, according to Nevada Attorney General Aaron Ford. From the Bundy standoff to a plot to kill and execute police officer, law enforcement in southern Nevada is no stranger to dealing with those who follow the sovereign citizens' ideology. They don't believe in a federal or state laws, paying taxes, and often espouse hatred of police and elected officials, all factors that have led the FBI to deem those in the movement domestic terrorists. I had one of those domestic terrorist stickers. Hello, my name is Domestic Terrorist in 2014. So in Clark County alone, there are roughly 500 people who I think that I'd be whom, right? 500 people whom the Metropolitan Police Department say affiliated. Hello, Mr. Behind the Woodshed. Thank you very much, sir. Anytime, it's the words like those. We'll have to go back and look at that here in just a minute. Hal Anthony, the most influential man that probably has certainly kept me out of jail and probably saved my life by following the path that he lays out there to keep us from getting gobbled up by this system. And that's what I find where these people are thrown themselves on the pier, the pyres. So Clark County alone, there are roughly 500 people. I bet you I'm on that list, that any of us that were at the ranch, and certainly, and me being at the federal courthouse, but I'm not a sovereign citizen. I believe in law and order. Unfortunately, the Bar Association has corralled and corrupted it. You can read more. It's in the, it'll be on the R-Log here. I'm going to bop over and say hi, what's Mr. Hal Anthony says here. Anytime it's words like those, I will. Let's see what replying to. Mark my words. April 28th. I retweeted Mr. Hal Anthony saying, I just can't say it better myself. And he says, now, anytime it's words like those, I will. And I had actually just came with this, not long before responding here to Mark My Words, I had just came to the title for this week's broadcast of Mark My Words, and so it fit rather well when I reposted, not a harder-hitting broadcast anywhere, and that is Behind the Woodshed. And get behind the woodshed and open you a can of whoop-ass, because the bad don't fix itself. And, Mr. Hal Anthony, taking your unruly kids behind the woodshed, because it's good for you, even if you don't think so right now. And that is Sundays at noon o'clock on the left coast. That's Sunday, noon o'clock Pacific, or 3 p.m. Eastern. 2 for me here in the hills of Arkansas. All righty. Let's get back over here. Al gave some pretty good lessons. He talked about the mine, the up there in Montana, and so that was in response to Read Out News article. I retweeted that. I've not had any response, but you know, Hal's words fall on deaf ears and have been since before I knew him, which has been some near a decade now. So I listened to him when I was out there in Bunkerville. He's tried to send word to the Oregon standoff, to the Sugar Pine Mine, telling where they are in error and what happened. People went to prison. People lost their lives. This is not what you want to do. This is not where you want to end up. You do not want to put yourself in their position of jurisdiction that they'll claim over you, because they will lock you up and they will kill you. You want to avoid that. That's you know, I support these First Amendment audits where people are saying, no, I don't have to give you my name, but you know, I'm going to give my name. I have a much different approach in being a public profile personality. I think I kind of have a duty and obligation, but nonetheless, these people that wish to remain anonymous. That's Guy Reeves, says you don't live in Wisconsin. He's obviously talking to Captain Carl. You want to avoid that, being in that place, that they'll take you down. We got a guest opinion. I'm going up to the Northwest, the PNW, the Pacific Northwest. You know, I lost a friend to penitentiary up there. He'll be there a few years, but he wouldn't listen to me. I stayed on my trip a few months there, the spring and early summer in Spokane. Went all over that part of the country in Idaho. Beautiful, great friend. John from Vegas, that we met in Bunker Villa 2014. I spent time in his home in Vegas, and he invited me into his home in Spokane after moving there. I got to a great experience of meeting what they're called the non-traditional Catholics at Mount St. Michael, the priest and a couple of brothers and a great many nuns, and it was fascinating. And nuns are people too. I asked one sister if she used rulers on her students, and she said she had no rulers. I said, ah, you're an anarchist. So anyways, we've got this guest opinion, cause and effect in action, and that is from the spokesman.com. That is a guest opinion, and they're talking about it's a little bit long. I should have went ahead and marked where I want to talk about. I think it's on down here. Let me see if I can scroll to find this real quick. Let's see. I think it's down here. Yeah, here we go. They call for Representative Matt Shea, to cease posting and sharing links to sites that promote religious or racial intolerance and hatred. We call for him to renounce and cease participating in forums that promote religious or racial intolerance and hatred. Moving forward, we call on Representative Shea and all our elected officials to use their position to combat, that shouldn't be sort of condescending, rising tide of white nationalism, anti-Semitism, and racism, not to fuel it. There's this growing divide, and it has deep roots up here in the Pacific Northwest. There's a drive to separate the eastern portion of the state off from what's, you know, left and right. How could it fit much better? If you look at the left of the state, you know, over Seattle and so forth, you've got the left. To the right, you've got the right. It really divides the lines right there. There's, of course, the Appalachian, the Pacific Crest Trail goes through there. Who said something? It's in Politics 360. Let me go see. Wanatako, me and thousands like me, thank you for the First Amendment plug, and we all benefit from it. Thank you, Wanatako. Merci beaucoup. News, N-E-Z. I'm lost in chat, you guys. Back where I was at. That wasn't it. Here it is. Nope, that's not it. Next one over. There it is, yeah. So, back in that, and it'll be included in the, I'll copy all these. I haven't added them to the R-Log yet, but I will. So you can go see the rest of the story and what's in there. They're really just, it's a censor. Now, I certainly don't stand in their camp. Neither camp, honestly. But if he has reflection of his constituency, there are people that feel that the culture is under assault and all goes to Islamophobia, whatever, Nazism, or whatever, all this stuff they don't talk about, but really it all flips the language in here to, this is during the celebration of, or memorialization of the Holocaust, and they talk about how the Jews were massacred, and then, but what are they doing now in Palestine? So, convolution. Okay. who's back over here? Let me see. Thank you, Chloe. We'll heart you. We'll heart you back. This is really, there's a lot that needs to be worked through on this, let me say. This is also a guilt by association type thing going on here. And there's a lot to it that had yet to fully come to light in this surveilling the Antifa and stuff. So if you don't know who Matt Shea is, I've shared some links on my Twitter. You can find them. The next one is federal judge sides with federal government rules mass surveillance can remain secret. And so they're protecting national secrets, they say. I believe they, let's see who they did surveil. Said the judge agreed with arguments made by the Department of Justice, namely that revealing any details about whether the government collected the five plaintiffs' internet and phone data would threaten national security. What kind of occupation are we living in? Read the rest. From RT. They say weaponized gossip. RT looks at mainstream media's use of anonymous source to spread false info. Boy, oh boy. The Washington Post has warned journalists to act responsibly. But are they? Read the rest over at RT. It'll be in the R-Log. Stevens County man accused of posing as Mexican drug cartel to extort members of his own right-wing militia. Again, up here in the PNW, the Pacific Northwest. Now, I really liked it up there. I sure did. Somebody said something. Let me see. That's the Real Liberty Media. Keep my Twitter in my britches, your pants, says Grimner. Hello, everybody over in the chat. You know, I think I'll be back in a minute. So what back false info? That link will be there. You can read that yourself. Oh, here we was. The... Yeah, a nationwide arrest warrant has been issued for one-time candidate for Stevens County Sheriff who allegedly tried to extort members of his right-wing militia group through anonymous written threats backed by insinuations they came from a Mexican drug cartel. This is a pretty interesting story, and I want to tell you, they got some wackos in the militia movement. Don't think they don't. But there's also some great men and women that are heroes. And so don't kid yourself one bit about it. I'm going to do it. I'll do it, Flash. I'm talking to the chatters over here. Yeah. Serious. Read the rest over here from Chad Sokol. You know what? Sokol is the last name of the girl, very first girl I fell in love with. Annette. Way back when I was young, young. Got to see her again and laugh. Up in St. George. Another great adventure. And anyways, hey, read the rest. I think, what's next? More of a ponder gander. So I'm at 11 right now. Out of a 13 and a half episodes. But I've kept it to a single volume now. I'm just going to go with, throw it all back in the pile and start again. So, what I got? Yeah. Want to be out into the summer here and not pin myself down. So I'm still coming back out with some rebroadcast of some time, but y'all pin me down over here. You don't want to hear Jose. Wah, wah, wah. since I've got these all over here, I went through all those already. I want to talk to... Oh, wait a minute. So I left one out here. Springfield. Oh, no, that was when I opened extra. Yeah, it was the Clive and Bundy. Baker Heirloom Seeds. Been canceled. Yeah, the woman jaywalking. That's up in Portland. This is extra news. I'm going to throw all this in. This is from Maxine Bernstein. I was talking about her earlier. What a great gal she is. A lot of inspiration. She makes writing look easy. She was called to account by Kelly. And X-ray. I'm laughing because I'm seeing the pictures she took of her. But she did improve. Maxine did. She improved in her reporting, and less of her bias showed through. She is responsible for so much information to have at hand on the whole Oregon standoff and the Mundy Ranch trial as well. So thanks to the Max, Maxine Bernstein. Well, I had intended for, oh, you know what I did leave out? I did have some other stuff here that I wrote on paper. Let's see if I, and I forgot to add that into the writing over there. I'll just read them and tear them off. And I did, no I didn't. This should have went in up top. People tend to do what they'll do with their ethics, and that is dependent upon where they'll sell out. We'll find that in the informants. And this we did get in there. Yippee-ki-yay, cow patty. Well, let me tell you a story about, and I didn't, I was given all these considerations about being pie-eyed and all that, cow patties in the poots. And talk a little bit about that. People that threaten individual entity sovereign. That's kind of close for the patties, and the poots are people opposing oppressive tyrants. What is this? 11 to 14 approximately sink. It's all up, so the gear's up, y'all. Sink them. It's lining it all up, and that's where we need to be, and not throwing ourselves into the fires. Don't get yourself killed up in prison in fighting this occupation. It says there's a difference between boasting and the telling of stories. We'll go back to Leon Santilli and Ryan Haas and the Bundyville podcast series. Fantastical. I like to tell the story the way people like to hear it. Great talent. It is biased. So yeah, if I'm biased, I guess, sure, be honest in it. So this ain't an intervention. yeah. What does it say here? A mighty little man. But where do we get to? Olfactory saturation. It means sitting in your own, well, you know, thinking it don't stink. Hold my pen. Are you sauce? Well, that sunny side of life. Just don't sneeze on me. You might not want to mess with me. There's a safe space, okay? Remember that. That's why good fences make good neighbors. I'm going to pass on this one. And do you believe in heaven? What is it? I don't know. I heard somebody say that. Yeah, advantageous to have some clue of where we're at in the world. Just hell on earth. Heal and peel. You paid for it. Hey, we're done a little early today. This is Vince Easley. You've been listening to RealLibertyMedia.com. I appreciate you coming along for the listen. And there's a lot more to be said. And so I'll just keep saying it as I do. And I will go over here and poke a pause for you. So let me give you the lineup. This is the Freakers Friday, and it is free for some. And if you come along over here, spell it with a double E, and come along with Miss Grammy Mary. Blasting off in the rocket chair tonight at 7 p.m. Eastern. At 11 Eastern, we've got the Freakers Ball, y'all. That's the great Grimner and the Mighty Moose Girl. They're coming along and kicking sand in the face of the bully occupier. We're talking about them anyways. So tomorrow you've got at noon Eastern is the Dork Table. Mr. Flash Somebody, he'll try to capture somebody as co-hostage to carry the tune over there. Now, speaking of tunes, we come along to Sunday, and Grimner, he's blowing some blues over here while we're playing trivia. You better start early, or get here early, because Grimner, he's apt to start early. Pulled a quick one on me a couple weeks ago and started at 20 tell instead of 15 tell, but I happened to catch him. I was ready. You got to wake up pretty early. Just sneak past this old tortoise. No, I'm the hare. That's right. I'm working on the retelling of that. So, yes, come along, fast fingers, and play some trivia. Quarter to noon right here, Sunday Eastern time, followed by Mr. Hal Anthony at 3 p.m. Eastern. That's noon o'clock on the left coast out there on the Pacific side of the country. He's going to give us some notice in the news and guide us along that pathfinder he is and keep us from stumbling, stubbing our toes, getting killed or captured in this occupation as we fight back, mister. Do it. Got to do it. Monday, we got Grim Leftovers. That is at 7 p.m. Eastern, followed Tuesday. In a perfect world with Mr. Flash Somebody and myself along riding as I capture him. Yes, Vinny Villainy, villain. One of the many Vinnies that I be. And that's at, what time is that? Noon. That's 1 o'clock Eastern. And then back to Wednesday, we have Grammy Mary again at 7 p.m. Eastern in the rocket chair blasting off. Ba-boom! Smell that smell. So, anyways. Hey, I think I'm going to go ahead and let this run and record this a little bit more because I want to go chase something down that I'm working on. So, I'll just kind of run a little tunication with it. And it's the story of the tortoise and the hare. So, I've got to have to type this up. And I'm changing the spelling. See, I'm going to rewrite the story. I intend to. Anyways, where the tortoise is actually the bad guy and the rabbit is the good guy. But he's not actually a rabbit. He's a hare, spelt with a H-A-I-R. See, we'll play this clever little game of the tortoise and the tale of the tortoise and the hare, hide and hoof. Or hoof and hide the truth, as the actual story be told in truth. We'd find out how evil tortoise actually is. That's a His character is going to be based on Kieron Suckling for the Center of Biological Diversity. And I'm going to let you in on a little inside secret. He's his beak, you know, poking out like a tortoise there. He's actually Hydra, the octopus hiding inside that shell. Evil, evil. Going around telling how the old rabbit, he's just whimsical, but the rabbit, not the rabbit, the hare, that's actually the cow. So I got to work on retelling this story where it's the cow. See, he's been set up, actually. The whole thing's rigged. So I want to talk more. Aesop Fables from the library. Oh, I was wanting to look for one particular link. They were retelling the, people came in to tell the story again. But everybody's telling the same story and just changing the wording about, but it's still the same story. But I want to tell it where it's quite another story indeed. A hare was making fun of the tortoise one day for being so slow. "Do you ever get anywhere?" he asked with a mocking laugh. "Yes," replied the tortoise, "I get there sooner than you think. I'll run you a race and prove it." The hare was much amused at the idea of running a race with a tortoise, but for the fun of the thing, he agreed. So the fox, who had consented to act as judge, marked the distance and started the runners off. The hare was soon far out of sight, and to make the tortoise feel very deeply how ridiculous it was for him to try a race with a hare, he lay down beside the course to take a nap until the tortoise should catch up. The tortoise, meanwhile, kept moving, going slowly but steadily, and after a time passed the place where the hare was sleeping. But the hare slept on very peacefully, and when at last he did wake up, the tortoise was near the goal. The hare had now run the swiftest, but he could never overtake the tortoise in time. The race is not always to the swift. Ooh, there's such another tale to tell, a story so much deeper than the well of hell. It's there. You just look at this tortoise. I have a lot to add to this blog here and to clean up and to transfer into the link. So I'm going to be at this for a while. I'm going to get Grimner to come over here, and we're going to do the compression and the tags of the audio, and we'll slap it up over here. I've got the pre-law R-log tuned up. Again, folks, I can't tell you enough how important it is to get over here on Sunday for Hal Anthony Behind the Woodshed. I've never seen anybody more clearly demonstrate the presence of this occupation and demonstrate their notice to us through the news of their actions that they're going to lay down upon us. It's all there in black and white. You don't even have to read between the lines, because you can sit right back here and listen on reallibertymedia.com, rlmradio.xyz. And again, I appreciate y'all coming along. I'm your host, Vince Neasley. I have also many Vinnies that I be. But let's open it up here, and we'll just go ahead and call this a broadcast. And again, stick around. Come over for a visit. If you got hard skin, come to the chat. See where that's at. You just click on the home page there, and there's a little button you can push. Pop you right in there. Come on over and start a fight if you want to. Put them up. All right, folks. Thanks again.